In Hank's office, he sat with Hank and a uniformed officer and the sweating, grinning informant Jim Barris, while one of Barris's cassette tapes played on the table in front of them. Beside it, a second cassette recorded what it was playing for a department duplicate.
Oh, hi. Look, I can't talk.
When, then?
Call you back.
Why, this can't wait.
Well, what is it?
We intend to... Hank reached out, signaling to Barris to halt the tape. Would you identify the voices for us, Mr. Barris? Hank said.
Yes,
Barris eagerly agreed.
The female's voice is Donna Hawthorne. The male's is Robert Arctor.
All right, Hank said, nodding, then glancing at Fred. He had Fred's medical report before him and was glancing at it. Go ahead with your tape. Half of Southern California tomorrow night, the male's voice, identified by the informant as Bob Arctor's, continued. The Air Force arsenal at Vandenberg Air Force Base will be hit for automatic and semi-automatic weapons. Hank stopped reading the medical report and listened, cocking his scramble suit blurred head. To himself, and now to all in the room, Barris grinned. His fingers fiddled with paper clips taken from the table, fiddled and fiddled, as if knitting with metal webs of wire, knitting and fiddling and sweating and knitting. The female, identified as Donna Hawthorne, said,
What about that disorientation drug the bikers ripped off for us? When do we carry that crud up to the watershed area to...
The organization needs the weapons first, the male's voice explained. That's step B.
Okay, but now I gotta go. I got a customer.
Click, click. Barris, aloud, shifting in his chair, said,
I can identify the biker gang mentioned. It is mentioned on another...
You have more material of this sort, Hank said, to build up background? Or is this tape substantially it?
Much more.
But it's this same sort of thing?
It refers, yes, to the same conspiratorial organization and its plans, yes, with this particular plot.
Who are these people? Hank said. What organization?
They are a worldwide...
Their names. You're speculating.
Robert Arctor, Donna Hawthorne, primarily. I have coded notes here, too.
Barris fumbled with a grubby notebook, half dropping it as he tried to open it. Hank said,
I'm impounding all this stuff here, Mr. Barris, tapes and what you've got. Temporarily, they're our property. We'll go over them ourselves.
My handwriting and the enciphered material, which I...
You'll be on hand to explain it to us when we get to that point, or feel we want anything explained.
Hank signaled the uniformed cop, not Barris, to shut off the cassette. Barris reached toward it. At once, the cop stopped him and pushed him back. Barris, blinking, gazed around, still fixedly smiling.
Mr. Barris, Hank said, you will not be released, pending our study of this material. You're being charged, as a formality to keep you available, with giving false information to the authorities, knowingly. This is, of course, only a pretext for your own safety, and we all realize that, but the formal charge will be lodged anyhow. It will be passed on to the DA, but marked for hold. Is that satisfactory?
He did not wait for an answer. Instead, he signaled the uniformed cop to take Barris out, leaving the evidence and shit and whatnot on the table. The cop led grinning Barris out. Hank and Fred sat facing each other, across the littered table. Hank said nothing. He was reading the psychologist's findings,